Whatever the motivation for the attack on Syria, international law experts today are warning that the US strikes were in fact illegal. Ben Saul is a professor of international law at the University of Sydney.
It's pretty clear that the strikes are illegal under international law because they're not a use of force in self-defence or with the authorisation of the Security Council, which are the only two circumstances in which the use of military force is legal under the United Nations Charter of 1945. Unfortunately, there's no further exception to the prohibition on the use of force for situations like stopping countries using chemical weapons or preventing international crimes like ethnic cleansing of the kind we saw in Kosovo, for example, in 1999.
Well, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, referred to this strike as some sort of retribution. Does international law allow for that?
Absolutely not. So international law very tightly regulates the use of military force. And using violence to punish another country is simply not permitted under international law. Syria hasn't attacked another country. The Security Council, as we know, is paralysed by the veto because Russia and China have threatened to block any kind of collective action against the Assad regime. And so, unfortunately, we're in this circumstance where taking this kind of action, even though it may be well-intentioned, even though it's designed for, you know, good moral reasons to stop this kind of atrocious use of chemical weapons against civilians in Syria, unfortunately, is illegal under international law.
What are the implications of that?
Well, it obviously falls to institutions like the UN Security Council to deal with lawbreakers in the international community. Obviously, if one of the lawbreakers is a great power, a permanent five member of the Security Council, then the chances of enforcement against a country like that are pretty slim. Obviously, at this level, international law relies on countries doing the right thing, respecting their obligations in good faith under international law. And it also relies upon pressure being brought by other countries to call out lawbreaking when it happens. And if there are good reasons why states have broken the law, as there may be here, to prevent the use of chemical weapons, then there should be, you know, an honest and open discussion between countries at the international level about whether the current law is good enough and whether it ought to be changed, whether we should start thinking about the need for an exception to prevent these kinds of atrocious international crimes, you know, genocide or war crimes, crimes against humanity, where civilian lives are seriously at risk. That conversation, of course, has to deal with the risks of liberalising the rules on the use of force, which, of course, are the risks of abuse by powerful states. I mean, we all remember the Iraq War in 2003, where the most powerful intelligence agencies in the world told us that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and it turned out that they were wrong. So there's a real risk here that states might say there's a need to use force to protect civilians. There's a need to use force to prevent international crimes when they may be doing it for other purposes. And this current case is a good example. I mean, Russia has said Assad isn't responsible. They say it's the rebels who have chemical weapons. And taking the Trump approach would, of course, allow Russia potentially to use military force against rebel forces to stop them possessing or using chemical weapons.
Ben Saul, a professor of international law at the University of Sydney.